T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Area, $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, one-year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at pfgc.com. pfgc.com.
So, question: how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have 2 kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need 2?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life is beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalie Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New tonight, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
Have you recently had a woman come in with a skunk?
Are you missing a skunk?
It's not really about the skunk. I'm trying to hunt down the woman.
CBS Tonight.
Not hunt down. Fine.
My friend here met this woman in a cemetery when he was celebrating his wife's birthday.
The unicorn is back.
I mean, she's dead. Obviously. I mean, he wouldn't be hitting on women if she were alive.
Horace, go sit by the fish tank.
Yep.
I got your back.
The Unicorn season premiere tonight, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
What's going on, Memphis? Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. I'll be here through the rest of the week. Gary will be back on Monday. We got a busy show for you today. We're going to have Danielle Lerner on at 4:25. Penny Hardaway and a few Tigers players talk today to the media. Penny had some really interesting things to say. She has a story up over at the Daily Memphian if you want to prepare yourself before she comes on the show. So you should check that out. We're going to talk a little bit of, we got some Super Bowl news. We got a halftime performer at the Super Bowl. So we'll do that at 4 Stories at 4:44. After that, we'll talk to Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock. Do a little Titans Colts probably after that.
Okay.
Do dinner to go and get out of here. But I do want to start with the biggest story of the day, and that is the Masters, of course. It's been on since early this morning. There was a little delay, and I believe everything resumed around 9:30, so I don't think all of the golfers today are going to finish up their final rounds. Some of them are probably going to get cut off. Like I'm, as you know, I'm a Justin Thomas guy. He's through 8 holes right now. It's hard to imagine.
How's Justin doing?
He's 4 under through 8, so pretty good so far.
Okay.
But it's
How about my Webb Simpson pick?
That's a good pick.
You like that?
He's 5 under.
Second place.
He's
Let's
2
go.
Off the lead in second place. Let's just do a scoreboard rundown.
Okay.
Real quick.
Okay.
Let's
good.
Just start with
yep.
that. At the top, you got Paul Casey, who shot 7 under today. He is in the clubhouse. Xander Schauffele, who yesterday, Michael Eaves told us, SportsCenter host Michael Eaves told us, is his Masters pick, 5 under, tied with your guy, Webb Simpson. After that, you've got Patrick Reed at tied for 4th with Louis Oosthuizen, Hideki Matsuyama, Justin Thomas, Lee Westwood, Tiger Woods. All tied for 4th. Tiger looked fantastic today.
Yeah, in fact, it was his score today matched his best opening round score in 23 Masters and was just the second time he broke 70. And he also shot 68 on the way to a tie for fourth in 2010. But this was the first time that Tiger Woods ever played the first round of the Masters without a bogey.
I know, so that was the point that I was going to make. I've been on and off of Zoom calls all day. They're doing the NBA prospect rounds where they're letting, you know, the players talk and all that. So I've had it on in the background for most of the day. I didn't get a chance to watch all of it live. But, yeah, I had my eye on Tiger this morning, and he looked really good. He was hitting fairways. Yeah. He hit one shot in the bunker. He almost holed it from that spot. He's had a couple tap-in birdies. He's hit a couple putts. He looked really good today, and I'm surprised because yesterday we were talking about our picks to win. Specifically, we were, like, just going down the FanDuel DraftKings list. And looking at odds, and you're like, you do anything for Tiger? It's like, no, because it would be just too, it's too far-fetched to think he's going to win two in a row.
Right.
Like, that would be absolutely insane. So Tiger is 4 under.
Let me ask you.
Great so far.
Let me ask you this. I know that because we talk about, obviously, him chasing Jack's number of Masters and or number of majors and everything. If he wins back-to-back Masters, that solidifies him as the greatest of all time, right?
I think he already is.
I know he doesn't have the
right. Yeah.
I do, too. I'm just like, dude, back-to-back Masters, I mean, come on.
He's also just so iconic. Like,
yeah.
He's just the icon factor. Play. Not that Jack isn't, but like.
Not that Jack isn't, right.
But Tiger is a new level. He's, I don't know. It's just different. And I'm younger, so I guess, you know, of course I'm going to say Tiger.
Me
this
too.
Is almost
Same
like
here.
The LeBron and Michael Jordan argument, but. But no, it's really fun to watch him play. And so this morning, I got to be honest, I was a little bit emotional this morning. If you follow me on Twitter, then you probably already kind of saw. I talked about this a little bit with Michael yesterday, but I had a chance in 2016 to go to the Masters, Sunday at the Masters. And so today I woke up especially emotional just because of the circumstances surrounding this Masters and it happening when it's happening and all this because so my dad, his parents were divorced. And so when I was growing up, my grandpa, he lived up in Connecticut. So we wouldn't see him a lot, but every time he would come down and visit, he'd always want to play golf and tennis, and that was like the two things he always did. And he would go play tennis with my dad. He'd play golf with my dad. Sometimes I would go. I'm literally the worst golfer in the world. But sometimes I would go, and it was always fun, and that's sort of the way that we all connected. And going into 2016, he had told my dad, look, you know, I'm turning 80. You're turning 50. I was 20 at the time. And he's like, it's always for as long as I can live, been on my, you know, it's been on my bucket list forever to go to the Masters. As a huge Masters fan, that's what he wanted to do. And my dad, when I was growing up, had connections in the sports world, and I was super fortunate and got to do some really cool things because he worked in, like, TV ad sales, and they would sell to, like, ESPN.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Different companies. And so, because of that, we got a lot of experiences, and he would always have connections to try and get tickets and things to different sorts of events. But the Masters, as you know, is like a totally different level of ticket. Like, it is so hard to get in there. It is so expensive if you don't have an inside track, and it's almost impossible. That's why most people will never go, and they know they'll never go. And I never expected to be able to go. I know my dad and my grandpa didn't either. But my grandpa was adamant, we're going to find a way to get to the Masters.
Mm.
And my dad said, okay, like I'll call around to all my he wasn't working in sports or anything anymore, but he just said, I'll call around and use my contacts and see if I can find a ticket. And he tried and he tried and he tried. It was his dad's 80th birthday. He really wanted to get him tickets to the Masters. No dice, nothing, got nothing. And so he was really disappointed. He emailed him, I want to say, a few months before that, and he was like, Dad, I promise, I really tried. I couldn't get us tickets. It's just too difficult. And he's like, I just feel bad because it's your 80th birthday and whatever. And so then a few weeks later, my dad gets an email from his dad, my grandpa. And, of course, this is such a 80-year-old way of a 79-year-old way of doing this. Instead of just texting or calling, he sends an email. And in all caps, the subject is, we are going to the Masters. And what happened was, I guess he had graduated high school way back in the day with a girl whose grandfather ended up being the chairman of Augusta National Golf Club.
Okay.
And like had some, he had found some connection. He had tried so hard. He dug so deep. He went back to high school and found some girl that he probably hardly knew in high school. And she was, and said, it's my 80th birthday. It's on my bucket list to go to the Masters. And she said, I'll give you 4 tickets to the Masters for you and your son, for my dad and him, Thursday through Sunday, face value. And they were like, oh yes, like gotta do it. Gotta go to the Masters. And so they were expecting, you know, this trip of the lifetime. They stayed in the same house with these people. And I was in college at the time, and I remember every day, I was so jealous, so jealous. Every day my dad would call and say, oh my God, because you can't bring your phone in, so I'd have to wait until the round was over. He'd call me late at night. He'd say, oh, it's the most amazing place. Like, I can't even put words to it. It's so beautiful. It operates so well. It's just such a perfect, pristine event. And days go by, and we get to Saturday, the middle of the day, and Saturday night, my dad calls, and he says, by the way, the lady who, you know, her grandfather was the chairman of Augusta National Golf Club, her son, who was here with us, he has to go back to work on Sunday. And it was my dad's birthday Sunday at the Masters. And she said, as a birthday gift, she's going to give me his ticket. And she said, I can invite anybody I want to invite. And so he's like, I know you probably got stuff to do. You got schoolwork or whatever. But if you leave now, you can make it. And we can do 3 generations of Hills at the Masters. And it'll be something we'll never forget. And I mean, what am I going to say at that point? Like, of course, right. I think the drive was like 7 hours. I got in the car and I drove 7 hours to Augusta National Golf Club, and it was just the most amazing experience of all time. Well, my grandfather passed away last fall, and it was really sudden. You know, he had a heart attack and died. And I remember my dad was pretty distraught, right? My dad and I have an amazing relationship. But he had a good relationship with his dad as well. My dad was pretty roughed up about it. It was tough. And so, but the one like memory that will always, always, always exist was that Sunday at the Masters, 3 generations of Hills. We still would say it every time we get together, 3 generations of Hills at the Masters. And so I just think that's so cool that at 50 and 80, all 3 of us 30 years apart, like, all got that opportunity. And so this morning, I woke up and I thought about the fact that I checked the ESPN app and I saw that the Masters was, people had already teed off. And the first thing I thought about was like, damn, this is the first Masters. Because we spent the last 3 years reminding each other every time Thursday, first round of the Masters. That was so awesome. That was the greatest experience. And so I called my dad this morning, and I said to my dad, and before he could even pick up the phone, he answered and said, I know what you're going to tell me. Like, I already know what you're going to say. You're going to say 3 generations of Hills at the Masters. And he's like, I've been super emotional, like, all morning. So for me, like, today, teeing off all this, like, it does a couple of things. One, it reminds me of my grandfather and how cool that was and what an amazing experience that was. And two, it's a lesson to me, and that's why I'm even telling the story, because I think it's a lesson to everybody, is you don't know how much time somebody's going to have left. Like, you just, you can never know that, right?
Right.
And so when you have the opportunity to do something and you really want it that bad, like, you got to go for it and do this. And this was all his doing, to go out and find this person he hardly knew, to make it happen, to get there and, like, give us the memory together that we will never, ever, ever forget is so freaking amazing. And so now every single Thursday at the Masters, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to immediately think of that trip of my grandfather, and that will be the overlying number one memory. And it's also really cool that that can happen at 80 and 50. So the other point to this is it's never too late, right? Like, you're going to have great memories growing up with your dad, or a lot of us will have great memories growing up with our parents. But it's not too late to do something and make the and find the one moment that will stick out in your lifetime together. And I'm sure every time I think my dad thinks of his dad, he's also going to think of that Sunday at the Masters together. And so this morning was a little bit, I was a little bit rattled.
I could tell. That's an awesome story, dude. That is really cool. And I think, I don't think I could add anything to it to make it sound any better.
No, that's fine. But in general, I'm not going to get too caught up in the personal story, but it's so cool. Like, the whole event is so cool. Like,
okay, so you, when you were telling your story, you said, so you literally can't have your phone in the mat.
You cannot bring your phone in. So
they don't let you bring it in the.
No. They check your pocket. They make you empty your pockets. You cannot bring a cell phone in. I saw a guy, true story, try and take a picture. The picture that I posted is from outside of the house in Augusta. It's not anywhere near the golf course.
Gotcha.
The only place you can get a picture in Augusta National Golf Club is if you wait in like an hours long line to take a picture in front of
I don't know. Yeah.
You can wait in like an hours long line to go there, right? And take your picture. And they'll take it for you and send it to you. That's the only place you can get a picture. You cannot bring your phone in. True story. I saw two guys try and get a picture taken in the parking lot as we pulled in, and it was just like a gravel lot, and a security guard literally ran over and snatched the phone out of their hands.
How about this?
Is in the parking lot. This is before you even get into the golf course. But it's so cool. It's so unique and different. It's like comparing it to like the WGC versus the Masters. First of all, the only place you can get Masters gear is at the actual Masters. There's no online store to buy Masters stuff, which me is super unique. And the first thing you see is a massive, gigantic gift shop full of Masters stuff.
Gary, is that where Peach Jam is in Augusta?
Close.
Okay. So Gary, I don't know if Gary's been to the Masters. I feel like he has, though. But he talks about he's said this before, how like, there's nothing special about Augusta, Georgia. Like he said that the city
besides the golf course.
Yeah, he said that it's like super, just kind of ugly and everything. But then you like get in there and check out, and it's like
there's like a million cookouts.
Yeah, and you get in there, and it is like one of the most beautiful things you've ever seen when you go in there and see that course. So that's cool, man. That's cool. Y'all got to do that.
So I mean, but like when I say that they focus so hard on making everything perfect, it's honestly insane. The chairs are green for a reason. The wrappers for the sandwiches are the exact same color as the grass. So if a sandwich wrapper were to fall on the ground, you wouldn't be able to see it on TV.
Yeah.
When you go to use the bathroom, there are people that stand there with signs like on a stick that tell you how long you're going to wait before you can use the bathroom.
It's your turn.
There are people that stand there at the entrance of the bathroom and direct you to which urinal you should use so that you know where to go so that they can make it run more smoothly. The coolest thing for me, like the most fun part about this, my grandpa was 80 when we went, right? So he's not trying to walk around the entire course. But you have to buy their chairs. You can't take in your own chairs. You have to buy their Masters chairs when you get there. I think you can reuse the Masters chairs the following year, but you can't take your own in. And they went in there, and they the first day they bought the chairs and they set them up. And the way that it works is if you put your chair down and you put your business card in the back of your master's chair at the master's, nobody will sit in it. There's like this specific etiquette for, I guess, just this single event that nobody will sit in your chair if your business card is in the back of it, even though all the chairs look completely identical. And so the first thing that I did with my dad when I got in there was get the chairs and sprint with the chairs in hand to Amen Corner and set the chairs down. We had to go buy another chair because I didn't have a chair because I was that was my first day there. But we ran the two chairs to Amen Corner, came back, bought another chair, took it and set it up next to the two that we had already set up. But yeah, no, that's really cool too that they have that specific etiquette. But that way, you know, you can have a seat right there when all the golfers come through at the end. And so, you know, some people set their chairs up on 18, some people run to the first tee, some people go different places. But that's really cool that you can just set that up and you don't have to worry about it. So we dropped my grandpa off at Amen Corner. I walked the entire course from 1 to 18, came back, and I don't know if you remember that year, 2016 was the year that Jordan Spieth had the complete meltdown.
Yeah.
At the time, he was still, like, considered the young guy, like the cool young guy, and everybody thought he was the up-and-coming, like, next beast of golf. Well, that didn't exactly pan out, but, yeah, I was standing there when I think it was either 13. I think it might have been 13. He hits it in the water twice, and we watched him completely melt down, and Danny Willett won, and that was a bit of a disappointment for me, but all in all, the experience was amazing. And the lesson there, still to this day, is there's always time to go out and do something cool and do something special, especially for people that mean a lot to you. And so I will forever have that memory every day, first Thursday at the Masters. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk Tigers basketball with Memphis basketball beat writer Danielle Lerner. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, there's no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. We got Titans-Colts tonight. The line has moved. Titans are now a one-point dog. I'm going to still roll with the Titans. The game does make me nervous, but I think Phillip Rivers turns the ball over a little bit tonight. So let's roll with the Titans this evening. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlay, where you can buy multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Again, I've been using the app for a few weeks now. It's super easy to register if you haven't yet, easy to deposit your money, and it's easy to find the exact bet you're looking for. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code Bennett. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Daniel may not have been quite prepared for how fast his home in Eads would sell when he listed with Josh Hysaw. It happened super fast. Josh got it sold in just one day for more than the asking price, because that's the kind of thing Josh Hysaw regularly does. How does he do it? He does it with the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand, gets them sold faster and for more money than the average agent. He's able to do this because he's experienced, effective. He knows how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. So give him a call and let him help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at the agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick, totally up to you. And understand, risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees, no upfront costs. If you're trying to sell your home, call the only real estate agent I'd call, Josh Hysaw. 461-8147 on the web, JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com. Encore, flavor,
Corky. Marcus is the answer for your holiday feast. Turkey, hams, and all the fixings. Oh, by the way, try our new Southern Layer cakes. Order CorkysBBQ.com and save $5.
I feel like I'm being haunted by a pair of headphones. Everywhere I go is a creepy ad for headphones I looked at one time. I hate feeling like I'm being watched. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5, and that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single, the delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
With this weekend's major golf tournament, along with professional and collegiate football, there will be no shortage of action. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of it all. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet, and they covered a bet with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boost every day of this year's tournament in Augusta, Georgia. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's code WMFS during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. And now welcome on Danielle Lerner of the Daily Memphian. Let's make her the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Danielle, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Drew. Thanks for having me.
So Penny talked today, and he seemed to be in a pretty good mood based off of the videos that I'm seeing online. Can you just tell everybody how his press conference started this morning?
We see a masked Penny Hardaway roll across our screen and then out of view and then roll back the other way. And then again, felt like you were watching a tennis match unfold a little bit, but he was having a little bit of fun with his rolling off his chair. And I think that just speaks to kind of the high spirits that everyone is feeling now that the season is, you know, 2 weeks away.
So he had a few interesting things to say. I want to start with some of the more, I guess, the obvious things. So first of all, they're playing in that crossover classic. At least the plan for now is to still play in the crossover classic. I am of the opinion, I just don't, to me, St. Mary's is a much harder sell than a team like Ohio State that you would be playing in the first game. You got a lot of teams that are pulling out. What did Penny Hardaway have to say about that tournament?
You know, he said for now they definitely still plan on playing in it, and they're excited to do so. But he definitely said it was a blow when all of these high-profile teams, you know, Duke, Ohio State, Dayton, are dropping out. Those are definitely big-time names that kind of lended credibility and some meat to this tournament field. You still got some great teams in there, namely West Virginia and Texas A&M are probably the two biggest names left. And I think that Memphis was happy to get St. Mary's as their replacement opponent, you know, a good program out of California, but it's definitely not the same as it would have been playing Ohio State, who's a top 25 preseason team.
What about the rest of the schedule? I know they have Arkansas State and Ole Miss that they're still definitely going to play. Did he say that they're getting any closer to finishing out the rest of it non-conference-wise?
He said they're almost done. Basically, it's in the stage where they are finalizing contracts right now, but who knows when that will actually be announced, if they are going to announce their non-conference separately, or if they're going to have to wait for the American to announce the conference slate, which, you know, who knows when that will be. I've been told at this point the last few weeks, oh, it's coming next week, and it is still not here.
Right, and we have a lot of teams across the country that are announcing their, like Georgia, I saw you tweeted, released their non-conference schedule. Memphis is not on it, so it's hard to imagine, at least for me, that they're going to add some big-name team home game in the non-conference the rest of the way. They're probably going to be set on with what they have, right? It would surprise you if they had some massive brand come to FedEx Forum this season outside of what they've already scheduled.
Yeah, I think so. I think most of the power conference teams, the bigger names, are, you know, trying to, if they aren't in MTEs, which is pretty rare, a lot of them are playing in these MTEs already that have, you know, pretty hefty names. I think that they're trying to play it safe with COVID and just go for teams that they know are willing to travel and meet them to fill their home game schedules. You know, this is a crazy season, and there's a lot of risk to be assumed with traveling across the country. And, you know, so far it looks like a lot of leagues are still going to be having teams do home and homes for conference slates, and there's travel involved with that. So if you can get someone to agree to come play you at your place, even if it's someone that maybe, you know, isn't a big name that fans get excited about, like, you're going to have to do it. And there's also the chance that even the games that are being announced now aren't going to happen. There's going to be a lot of changes on the fly as COVID situations arise.
Of course, there's also, there always is in the offseason leading up to the beginning of the year, of the basketball year, questions about the roster. For now, the biggest question mark surrounding Memphis, I think fans are interested in, first and foremost, probably begin with DeAndre Williams. They still have not heard about his waiver situation, I take it. And do they expect to hear by the beginning of the year, or by the start of the season, I mean, on the decision about his eligibility?
Yeah, so they still have not heard from the NCAA on Williams. And this is kind of a thing where Memphis has done everything that it can do. It has given the NCAA all the information that they were required to give, and now it's just waiting on that final ruling. But Penny Hardaway did say today that he is confident that the waiver will be approved for Williams, and that he thinks that he will be available for the season opener. So he expects that decision to come down sometime in the next 2 weeks.
But there was no, and I wasn't on the Zoom call, so there was no slight at Evansville. Or was there? Because it does feel like Evansville is the one that's responsible for why this is taking so long, correct?
Yeah, I perceive there to be a little bit of a, you know, well
some
we
snark.
Did everything. We gave them everything that we needed to give them. So, you know, there was no mention specifically of Evansville, you know, not being cooperative or not doing their part, but it was implied a little bit that, you know, this is not on Memphis. This is out of their hands at this point. So if there is any other factor, you know, playing into this, it is on Evansville's side.
What have you heard about him in these scrimmages and practices leading up to the season? Because I have been told that they believe he might be the most important, you know, piece to all of this. And that doesn't mean he's going to be the best player, but just that his value, I guess, cannot be replicated by other players on the team. So it makes him a very important cog to all of this. What have you heard about just his game and what they expect from him at the start of the season, if he can?
Yeah, what I've heard kind of echoes everything that you just said, in that, you know, that people have been very, very impressed with how he's played so far. He's definitely not letting this entire waiver situation hang over his head and cloud, you know, his motivation in practice. He's been playing really hard. He's shown that he can be a playmaker even from the four position. He's capable of bringing the ball up the floor. He's capable of distributing it and kind of almost acting like a point forward at times. And he's just a guy that can flat out score, can flat out defend, can really do a little bit of everything. And DJ Jeffries was saying today essentially all of that, you know, he can do more than you think of a typical forward doing, and he's going to be someone who's a real asset to Alex Lomax and to whoever ends up playing at the guard spots for Memphis for that reason. So I think it's a case where they're going to be good without him, but they could be great with him.
And then the other question mark roster-wise is Isaiah Stokes, who has not been with the team for several weeks now. Did Penny Hardaway have any comment about him?
Yeah, all Hardaway would say today is that Stokes is dealing with some, quote, personal issues. And so they expect him to be back with the team this week, which echoes what I was told last week. But, you know, he's healthy, so it's not any sort of injury issue or anything like that. But he would not say any more aside from personal issues.
And do you have any expectations as far as role goes with him? Or is it, I'm assuming that that's more difficult to gauge based on the fact that he hasn't been with the team and been in these practice scenarios. Have you heard anything on that front?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I really haven't heard too much feedback on him because he hasn't been present. He hasn't been on the practice floor kind of getting into the flow of things. So the one piece of feedback that we got kind of earlier this summer was that, you know, he was in good shape. Footwork-wise, Penny Hardaway was really, really high on Stokes and specifically mentioned him perhaps playing a combination with Ahmad Rand and that kind of being a post-tandem that you could see on the floor. So if Stokes does end up being available to play, I think that that's a player you would see him alongside.
And then he also, Penny, did have some interesting things to say about Musa Cisse. I think everyone is a little bit anxious and a little bit gun-shy based on the NCAA and their relationship with Memphis in the past on whether or not he'll be completely eligible when the season begins. And there, up until recently, has not been very much talk about this. But anytime you're dealing with a kid that moves from New York down to Memphis and then ends up going to school here, I'm sure there's questions that are going to be asked. And he was also heavily recruited by LSU. So, and we all know what's going on with them at the moment. So I'm sure that the NCAA is probably going to make do their due diligence here into looking into him. And Penny had an interesting comment when asked whether or not Musa Cisse is eligible. What did he say about that?
Yeah, so the question was, you know, I totally understand the sense of deja vu that Memphis fans are happening surrounding this for everything you just mentioned. Just, you know, it totally makes sense to be a little bit nervous about this. But Penny was specifically asked, you know, do you expect Musa to be available and playing on November 25th? And His response, in my view, was a little bit open-ended, but he said, we haven't heard anything differently that he's not, so we hope that just stays the same. With the NCAA, you never know. So I think that, you know, Hardaway has learned to never rule anything out, and surprises can always come. And the use of the word hope is kind of what stands out to me.
That's also a Penny-ism. Like, that's what... Bennett, am I right on this one? To me, and look, I wasn't on the Zoom call, so I can't really exactly pick up his mannerisms here. But to me, that sounds a lot like a typical Penny Hardaway answer. I'm not saying that it doesn't mean that there's not something there, but I'm just saying that sounds like the typical Penny answer. And if he's been... That it wasn't exactly him coming out and saying Musa Cisse has been cleared, he will play. That probably would have been a much more comforting answer to Memphis fans, don't you think? Than saying, well, they haven't told us differently. But it could also just be Penny, and we all know if you read the Sports Illustrated story from a few days ago, we all know how he feels about the NCAA. So that could also be Penny just with a backhanded sort of reply because of what has happened in the past. What do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't quantify this as like a red flag just yet. Maybe like a yellow flag, if that makes sense. You know, I think there's always a little pragmatism that comes into these things where you never want to rule anything out. I certainly understand Hardaway phrasing it the way that he did because if you're not actually sure about something, like you can't say definitively, oh, he's been cleared and everything is hunky-dory. So I understand that. I don't think there's cause for anyone to totally freak out just yet. But the important thing is that Cisse's been practicing. They're prepared to have him ready to go and probably, you know, be starting at center against St. Mary's.
Look at you with the soccer reference. Red, well, I guess flag is different than red
card
and yellow card.
Yeah, no, that's different than cards. Get on board, Drew.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know you're a big soccer girl, so, like, I'm just trying to you know, be fair here. But I also want to talk about DJ because I missed the quote. I can't remember who said it, but I believe I read on your Twitter today or someone else's that someone said DJ can be a top five player in the country. Was that Penny or was that one of the teammates?
That was Alo who said that.
Okay. And what has been the word around him? I think he's honestly, for local Memphis fans, he might be the guy that people are most excited about. I think he's primed to make the biggest leap if he gets a little bit more consistent and stays healthy. He seems like the guy that could be the team's star. What do you think?
I agree with you, too, and I will kind of caution people by saying that I don't think that necessarily means he's going to be the team's leading scorer. I think that, you know, Landers Nolley is going to give him a run for his money in that respect, and DJ talked a lot today about how he and Landers are playing off of each other and complementing each other, and Hardaway mentioned that, too, and it sounds like, you know, they're kind of expecting DJ to be the guy that gets downhill, gets to the bucket. That's what he's always been good at. But he's also going to be a guy who's responsible all the time for feeding Landers. You know, they're going to have him. Hardaway called Landers one of the best shooters in the country, possibly. So I think that they're really going to look to him to be the guy that's knocking down the big shots. And they'll use DJ kind of as a decoy at times in order to get Landers open on the perimeter to make those shots. But I think that DJ Jeffrey is definitely a guy to watch. Just because of the way that last season ended for him. He really didn't get a chance to kind of reach his potential. And I asked him today, you know, are you 100% back with the knee? And he said, yep, I'm 100%. I'm really excited to play and just get out there. And, you know, I'm not trying to necessarily prove myself with all the preseason accolades that I'm getting, but I just know that I think I could have helped the team when they had a couple losses when I was out last year. So that's what I want to do now.
Yeah, he was, I can say, the knee looked perfectly fine when I went to those secret scrimmages in the middle of all this COVID stuff when they were playing pickup games with Ja. He was dunking balls. He looked great then. So I hope the knee is completely healed and he's all the way back because I think he's the most likely to be the big star on the Tigers this year. I appreciate you joining us, Danielle.
All right, thanks, Drew.
You know what the other big Pennyism is, Bennett, that came from that press conference is best shooter and can be one of the best shooters in the country. Because if you don't remember, Boogie Ellis was one of the best shooters in the country last year and wasn't exactly what we had hoped. But hopefully, hopefully, Landers Nolley will actually be one of the best shooters in the country.
Yeah, it seems like all the news that came out today, it does seem positive. I listened to Jason and John talking about the Musa Cisse situation. Obviously, nothing has come up at all to suggest that he's not gonna be eligible. Like, there's nothing.
No, it feels like it's a Penny. Again, that to me that feels like a backhanded.
Yeah,
a backhanded, and not insult, I guess, from Penny. Right.
Right.
Like, well. You know, it would have been much better if, honestly, it would have been much more comforting for Memphis fans if he just comes out and says,
"We're good,
we're good,
yeah,
don't worry about it,
right?
We're good."
No,
but he didn't, and instead he went a different route. And I can understand why people would be uncomfortable. And I don't spend all my time around that program anymore, but it makes a lot of sense given what they've been through. For people to be anxious and worried about it. So hopefully all is good in Tigerland. And on November 25th, they will have DeAndre Williams eligible and everybody else and available and healthy. For now, it looks like there's a good chance that that could happen. All right, when we come back, we'll do four stories at 444. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Zubin Mahinty.
Coming up Friday, we get you ready for week number 10 of the NFL, and we'll find out if Philip Rivers can fix his issues before he gets benched.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's number one sports place. Memphis in the Mid South Smart Speaker Sports Station. Simply say play 92.9 ESPN. 92.9 ESPN on radio.com.
With this weekend's major golf tournament, along with professional and collegiate football, there will be no shortage of action. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of it all. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet, and they cover the bet with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's actions. DraftKings will have special promotions and odd boosts every day of this year's tournament in Augusta, Georgia. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code WMFS when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's code WMFS during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the made-to-order, meant-to-last engagement ring guarantee. Pick your diamond and setting, and RIJ will make you a brand new ring with a 365-day money-back guarantee. Stress-free engagement ring shopping every day at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Nobody gives away more stuff than the Fitz. Well, maybe Santa, but you gotta be nice to get that. With the Fitz, you just gotta play. Like the $170,000 cash and promo cash giveaway every Friday and Saturday in November. Talking $500 here, $2,500 there. Let's see Santa do that. And on the 14th and 28th, five of y'all will win $5,000 cash. The $170,000 cash and promo cash giveaway. Only at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
What up, what up? It's KD. I'm excited to finally bring you my podcast, The Etceteras, with my guy Eddie Bansky Gonzalez.
So tell me about the 96 rookie photo shoot, because that was such an iconic group. It's what, five or six Hall of Famers in that group?
And not only that image that y'all used is like the image that comes back up when people talk about that draft class.
The funny thing and the craziest thing to me about that cover now is you look at that cover and I don't think you even necessarily notice right away that Allen Iverson's not on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that class is so deep and so good. There's, like, Kobe and Camby and Twan and all these guys. And then you're like, wait a minute, where's AI?
Where was AI?
Right.
He dipped.
I was going to say, it was the classic two words of slam. AI left.
Join me and KD each and every week on The Etceteras.
Subscribe and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency. It's one that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is home of the Erie Rate Lock. What's the Erie Rate Lock? It is a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And let the record show that right now, lower than normal rates are available, which is obviously great because if this pandemic has taught us anything, it's that every penny matters. Listen, you got your local doctor, your local dentist, your local lawyer. You need a local insurance agent, too. So get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Two offices in the Memphis area. One's Lakeland on Canada Road. The other's on Highway 51 in Covington. And you can reach them by calling 901-867-SAVE. That's 867-7283. Elizabeth Rook Insurance. On the web, rookinsurance.com.
As America's largest injury firm, we have advantages few others do. Our results and reputation are well known to the other side, and we have a track record of going toe-to-toe with them and winning big. But what does that mean for you? What does that mean for your case? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. One of the things we are most proud about is that we set up our firm so that your case gets lots of attention from a lot of people. Our technology and army of lawyers give us insight and oversight into every detail and every moment of your case. Paralegals, legal assistants, investigators, buildings with boxes of evidence, every resource carefully designed to get you the most possible. And at Morgan & Morgan, we even have a dedicated team to make sure that your calls are returned that very same day. Injured? Dial pound law. That's pound 529. All law firms are not the same. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
Free background information available upon request.
We're here with 11-year-old Sheldon, Medford High School's valedictorian. You must be so proud.
We're proud of all of our children.
Tonight.
Once I'm in college, can we push my bedtime to 8:30?
It's a whole new chapter for the Cooper family.
I get it. You're scared that you're going to miss the way that it was. So what do? I guess be scared and do it anyway.
The Young Sheldon season premiere tonight, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got you covered. We're the only place you can find Duralast, the batteries more consumers choose. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination, where help is always in stock. Claims based on a proprietary consumer study and data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome back. Do four stories at 4:44.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
We have a halftime performer at the Super Bowl named Bennett, and it is The Weeknd. Are you excited about it?
I am excited, and I wish that, like, I could have put down money on this. I don't know if you can, like, bet on certain things, but I said at the beginning of the NFL season that I thought The Weeknd was going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. Yeah, because it made the most sense because he's got multiple hits. He's a Grammy Award winner. His music is not necessarily like PG, but like the edited versions are, and we play him on FM 100. So like, I know that like a lot of like families and stuff hear The Weeknd. So it makes sense. He's like a guy that multiple generations can get into.
You think multiple generations are going to be
Weeknd? Yeah, I think adults like him, and I think kids like him, and I think like teenagers like him.
If we asked Jeff Calkins for one The Weeknd song, he couldn't name a single one. No way.
I don't think he's really the demographic they're looking to please.
I know, that's true.
Frankly, because here's the thing with the Super Bowl halftime show is the NFL doesn't give a crap about like pleasing the older audience because they've got them anyways. Yeah. No offense, I'm just saying like that halftime show is to try to get the younger crowd interested in
Got Shakira again if they wanted to keep me interested, Bennett.
No, this is a good one though. I mean, again, he's got the most streamed R&B album of all time with After Hours, three-time Grammy Award winner. I think it makes a lot of sense. He was named one of the most influential people of 2020 by Time Magazine. So The Weeknd is all over the place. He's acts as well.
Name three The Weeknd songs.
Starboy, Blinded by the Light, I Can't Feel My Face.
Wait, is that it? That is him. That is him.
Yeah. He's got multiple hits.
I don't know. This doesn't excite me. I don't know. It just doesn't excite me. Really? I was more excited. This is like kind of embarrassing.
Okay, so
about Shakira and J-Lo about The Weeknd.
Me and Gary have talked about this a lot. Like, a lot of people tend to always want like a rock and roll type act. You know, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, like Rolling Stones, stuff like that they've had in the past.
Because they were awesome. Tom Petty was awesome.
He was
Prince
awesome.
Was awesome. Like, they were all awesome.
Two of my favorite artists of all time. But the thing is rock music, it's not popular.
It's true.
It's not popular with today's youth. It's just not. It's not. As much as I love it, as much as you might love it, it's just not popular with the youth of today. You've got to get something.
Well,
that,
so who? And also now, it's not even only about just the performer. It's about who they're gonna, who's gonna join them, right? So
yeah,
what?
I mean,
who would be your guest?
If you're
guessing who's
him?
Coming on stage with The Weeknd.
That's a good question.
Do you go like the hip hop route?
Well, because
he's not like true hip hop. He's like,
no, he's R&B. I'm trying to think of who he has collaborated with, if anybody. I want to say that he has like a song that features somebody pretty famous. I don't know though, dude. I don't think that he'll have anybody. I'll be honest. I bet he does the whole set by himself.
Really?
Yeah, he might. So the Super Bowl's in Tampa this year. So there's no like connection there as far as like where the Super Bowl's being.
Because like last year they had the Latin like stars.
Well, it was the Miami connection, J Lo and Shakira. Yeah, it was.
The other rappers that they brought on stage with them were like they were rapping in Spanish, like they were like Latin stars, and that went with the whole Miami theme. I don't think Tampa, unless you're gonna do like I don't know. AARP like old people something like guys what does Tampa have that's so special? I'm just not that sure.
But
alligators, I guess there's a giant alligator, viral alligator going around on the internet.
But
right now,
when I saw this today, honestly, my first thought was this is probably the best they could have done. Like I really truly think that. I don't think they could have gotten anybody else that's on top of their game. I mean, he just won a bunch of Billboard Music Awards. That again, he's a 3-time Grammy winner. Like the dude is hot.
I guess you also like you have to pick somebody who is putting out music right now too. Because like this is just where my brain goes. I just think like, oh, Bieber, right? He's like the biggest ultimate superstar in the world, right? So Bieber, why not get Bieber? Billie Eilish, right? Like she's super popular, but she's got kind of weird, different.
She doesn't have enough. She doesn't have enough.
She's not like trendy enough, I guess.
And she doesn't have enough hits. I mean, I think you've got to have
or like Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
know?
I'm
like,
surprised honestly that they have. Has Taylor done the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
I don't know if she's done it or not. I don't think so. Maybe Taylor Swift. I'm looking Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think she's done
it. I don't think Taylor's ever done it. I'm looking. Oh, yeah, she did. She did it. When did she do?
And they only do it once. I mean, I guess you're only doing it once. You know?
Just imagine what she be. No, I'm not. I don't think Taylor Swift's ever done it. Anyways, I think it's a good choice. I like The Weeknd. I think it's the best they could have possibly done. And I think it's going to be a great halftime show.
Story number two.
Into NBA rumors again, because we had a couple more pop up today. Well, first of all, let's go back to the Russell Westbrook thing, because I crapped on the Knicks yesterday. And now, instead of getting sent to the Knicks, the new rumor is that Russell Westbrook could get sent to the Charlotte Hornets. So I'll ask you, Bennett, what's worse, playing for the Charlotte Hornets or playing for the New York Knicks?
Playing for the Charlotte Hornets.
I would agree.
Because it's like the worst of two evils. Like at least with the Knicks, you're like all over the place. I mean, you're gonna be the face of the New York Knicks. Like if you're the face of the Charlotte Hornets, who cares?
I guess, but you got to be careful, Bennett, because I think the overwhelming population of this country would say the same thing about the Memphis Grizzlies. No, so like you do have to be careful. But if he was on the Grizzlies, he'd be a hell of a lot more happy, because you know what? They've got a good team.
I think
there's a difference.
Nah.
Charlotte is miserable all the time. Memphis actually puts good teams on the floor.
Yeah, I actually think the Memphis Grizzlies are more respected nationally. I don't think that they're more
because they win. The Grizzlies have success. That's the difference between being
in
a small market in Charlotte, where all you have is Michael Jordan, and being in with the Grizzlies, because the Grizzlies have actually won and made the playoffs and done and been good before.
Yeah.
You know?
Now the better situation for Russell Westbrook, again, I think it's the Knicks. As far as it depends on what Russell Westbrook wants, like better chance of winning, eventually, it might be the Hornets. It might be the Hornets.
Devontae Graham, you've got the number 3 pick.
Like the Knicks, you just
got to
show me first.
They would probably have to trade the number 3 pick to get Russell Westbrook.
I'm pretty sure the Hornets have more playoff success than the Knicks in like the past two decades.
They have to. They had Kemba, right?
Yeah, they made the playoffs. Kemba. They made the playoffs. So yeah, I think if it's as far as winning goes, he would probably rather go there. But I think, you know, if you got to pick between the two, if I'm Westbrook, I'm probably picking the Knicks.
Yeah,
right?
You're probably going to the Knicks, but the Knicks still are miserable. I'm not budging on that take. You know what was interesting? I recorded a podcast over the Daily Memphian with Chris Harrington earlier today. Mm-hmm. I believe it was just released. I tweeted it out. You can check that out later after the show. But his point was, if you could put Russell Westbrook on any team in the NBA, where would it be the most interesting? Where would be the most interesting spot he could go?
Mm-hmm.
And his take was the Miami Heat. And I tend to agree. Because if you put all those alphas in the same, and it, with that Heat culture, and you put him and Jimmy Butler on the same team, I actually think that might be able to work.
It could. Him and Jimmy. We'll see.
But the Heat aren't going to do that because they're going to wait on Giannis next offseason.
That's a good point.
But that could actually work. I think Chris is right. I think that that would be really interesting.
It would.
That'd be an interesting dynamic.
What was your answer?
I didn't really even give an answer.
Okay.
I kind of just agreed.
You just agreed.
now you got me thinking about it, though. Huh. I mean, the Clippers would be really good. The problem is he going to go into L.A. and screw everything up by taking all the shots?
Uh-huh.
You know? And the Clippers have said that they've reportedly been interested, so, like, to me, that would be fascinating. You're not going to put him on the Lakers because LeBron's going to be your point guard.
Right.
The Heat would be fascinating, and the Clippers, I think.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.